Hey, everybody, welcome to a celebratory version of Vikings Connected. We beat the Bears. How great is that?
Yes, we did.
We got a big show ahead of you today, right? Aaron Newberg, my name is Chris Hockey. What do we got today?
Hi, everybody. We have a big show planned. We're going to do a little recap of the Vikings out in the community.
Yeah.
Doing lots of good for our community.
Big stuff.
We also are going to do a little mashup of all of B-Rob's questions in the locker room.
Yeah.
Super funny.
96 questions always.
And then who do you have in the car?
I've got a great one. This is specifically because Jerick McKinnon just ran all over the Bears this past Monday. We've got Jerick McKinnon and Shamar Stephan both in the car for Vikings Karaoke. So lots of great stuff coming up on this episode.
But next, this is all of us after that win on Monday. Okay, so if you haven't been on social media this week, this is everything you might have missed. And it starts with something incredibly controversial.
We got the win. That's all I'm happy about.
Okay.
Kyle Rudolph scores a touchdown. But then he plays duck, duck, goose.
Gray duck.
Goose.
Well, since it's in Minnesota, I feel like it's gray duck.
I'd never heard it called gray duck until this controversy happened. Regardless, it's called a touchdown. It's called 6 points. It's called a win. It's called the best touchdown celebration in the NFL this year.
Yeah, it's called Take That, Soldier Field.
That's right.
And I liked it. They should keep that up.
It's goose.
Gray duck is
goose.
Our new lucky charm.
It's goose.
Okay, next up.
Yes.
I feel like this is how you would celebrate, like, if you sacked the quarterback.
If there was a man with his leg laying on my lap, I would definitely play air guitar.
Which hasn't happened in at least a week or so.
I think he was, at least a week. I think he was playing some Scorpion rock. I think he was rocking like
a
hurricane.
Can you tell? Can you tell what song?
Hurricane.
I get that.
Klaus Schmein.
Did he face paint himself?
This is a Snapchat filter. Do you know what a Snapchat filter is?
I'm getting up to speed.
It's okay. The kids know what it is. And since he coaches the Tigers, he's got Tiger face. I love it. It's cute.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
Yeah, I mean.
Big win. It's cute.
We should start doing that.
He's going to cough up.
What animal would you want to be on a Snapchat filter?
Mm-hmm. Hippopotamus.
Very good. Very good.
You catch a touchdown. Great move.
That's fakes incredible.
The defender out of his pants, and then into the ball pit.
Wouldn't it be amazing if that was really a ball pit?
It would be really hard to run a route.
Explain what's happening.
All right. This young man is Joe Hayden. Great player.
Yeah.
Well, at least a great college player. Drafted high by Cleveland Browns. They'd really kind of focused their future on him. They put him on one of their tickets, and then they cut him, and now he plays for the Pittsburgh Steelers. This was the ticket for last week's game, still featuring a former player who plays now for a division rival.
At least they weren't playing each other. Are we looking
for
the bright side?
That's a good point. Yep. And I guess if you're not doing well and you don't have a lot of cash, you don't want to reprint all the tickets. But Cleveland, reprint the tickets.
So he really tried to launch this out of the arena. So, yeah. Okay.
A full court shot almost, right?
Right, yeah.
Rebound.
Got it, go.
Jeez.
It's so
my goodness.
Funny. It's so funny.
I mean,
do you think he was just mad?
I think I could throw this basketball over that mountain.
Do you think somebody challenged him, like, I'm stronger than you? And he's like, no,
nope.
I'm stronger than
no,
you.
No, I think he needs LASIK. That's what I think.
luckily,
it's the
really
preseason.
Overshot.
That's a fur piece he threw that, but again. Back in 1989, I could throw this basketball over that mountain.
Okay, so let's listen to this first, because they're pretty sure they found our first drunk announcer of the day.
I think you're going to agree.
6 of 7 on the year is Paulie Fracano. Fracano is 6 of 8 now.
Off the crossbar. He just barely had enough, but he knocked it through, Ben. Gets him even. That's a big kick for Paulie Fracano. Eastern Michigan answers. 3-3.
Okay.
So, again, he misses it by a wide margin. It's not even close. Nothing the gentleman said happened in the replay.
He even said now he's 6 for 8.
Yeah. So
and the guy's like,
he missed it completely.
I had to watch it back a few times. I'm like, oh, maybe I saw the wrong play.
No, you saw it right. I'm not sure if he was watching a different game on the television or what was going on. But he may have been drinking like our friends at Bar Sports.
At least he was having fun.
Hey, I guess so.
Can't blame a guy for having fun during a football game.
It's Eastern Michigan and Toledo, so I guess you got to make it up as you go.
At the end, he's even like, Eastern Michigan.
Yeah, tied up
now. Three on the board.
Yeah, well, keep drinking. That's what I always say.
Enjoy that afternoon.
I enjoyed social media today.
I did too. That's everything you might have missed.
You're all caught up.